Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Okay, so hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social impact in their communities. And today we have Kyle Elliott, who's a career coach for CaffeinatedKyle.com and a LinkedIn video creator, and you know, one of the top voices, I think, on LinkedIn. Maybe that's just my personal opinion, but love what you're doing. And Kyle, if you can just give an introduction of who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impact.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So I am a career coach and a life coach. I mostly help people find jobs they love or at least tolerate. So a lot of that is through helping people identify their strengths and passions. I do a lot of resumes, a lot of LinkedIn profiles, and help people really figure out their brand and how they can market it to recruiters and hiring managers. And then outside of that, I work a lot with people on work-life balance, self-care, and how to navigate the job search process, and also just navigate life, so what it looks like outside of work. And I think I'm really a social impactor because while I do make money for my one-on-one coaching clients, I spend a good 2 hours a day at least just answering LinkedIn messages, posting content on LinkedIn, and helping people. And then outside of LinkedIn, my master's was in nonprofit management philanthropy. And while I don't use it a lot in my day-to-day work managing nonprofits, I volunteer. I just joined a board in my local community. I do fundraising and marketing consulting. So I do a lot of that. So I feel tangentially, a lot of what I'm doing is related to this social impactor at work and social innovation and all of that.
Well, one thing I think a lot of people don't, maybe not realize, but don't see is that when you're, you know, a social impactor at heart, social impact is what you do. There are so many other, you know, multifaceted ways that you help. And a lot of it's, you know, your time and not making money with it. And you know, I in my local town, I'm on, you know, 6 different volunteer boards as well. Like it's a lot of work, but it doesn't feel like work, which I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, and it's something, I don't have a lot of hobbies, so I don't like exercising, I don't like sports, playing them or watching them. So for me, something I really like is just helping people. So that's why I'm like, oh, I need a hobby, how about I go volunteer? Or for me, LinkedIn is a hobby, so how people like being on Facebook or Instagram or taking photos. I don't like those things. So for me, LinkedIn and helping people is a hobby. So that's why it's something that's fun. I'm also able to make a difference. So help people with their work, with their jobs, with their lives. Because so much of our work is tied to our lives and our livelihood. That's why it's helpful to be able to make an impact in that area.
Yeah, yeah. I think you spend more time at work than you do sometimes with your family. And then if you can, if you're able to make that, you know, holistic, it's better. And so let's jump into the questions then, because this question really leads well into that. When with your community, whether LinkedIn or with your boards, let's say, or everything that you do with career coaching, how are you making a positive impact in your communities?
Yeah, I'll start with LinkedIn, I guess, because that's where I spend a lot of my waking hours on LinkedIn or coaching people, writing resumes, doing workshops. I think with that, I'm giving people a lot of advice and helping people where they haven't been able to get help before, or a lot of people I help had a botched resume or a botched LinkedIn or career advice that didn't work. So they reached out to someone, they got advice, went through a 4-week program, and that didn't work. So they come to me because they feel like they're out of help, or they're trying all these different things and it didn't work. So I feel like I'm making an impact by showing people like, no, you actually can get a job. You can get one of those dream jobs or a job you really want. And that person just gave you really generic advice and didn't help you. So I'm breaking down the job search process for people. I'm showing them how to reach out to recruiters and hiring managers, how to get jobs at Facebook or Google, LinkedIn, or their local thrift store, wherever they want to work. And I'm helping them figure that out. And I think that's where I'm able to make an impact. Because they're not always getting the help they need, or the help they need sucks. So when I'm giving them help that works for them. And that's where I'm able to really make an impact, and it's helpful because it doesn't just affect their work, but it's their mortgage when they have a job, it's their kids' tuition, all of that. And I think that's what's most exciting for me, knowing that, okay, yes, it's a piece of paper, it's a resume, but it's often so much more than that. I think that's what's more really exciting. And over the last year, I've been working with a lot more executives. So with that, it's exciting knowing like, okay, I helped this person get a job, or I helped them with their presentation. And then that's impacting a company where there's 100,000 employees. So they're the CEO or the COO or the chief human resources officer. And by me helping them get that job, they're then impacting all these employees and their families. So I'm having this ripple effect by playing a part in their job search.
This is just more a personal question for myself then. Yeah. How do you differentiate what you do when, you know, there's so much generic resume building and so much generic, whether LinkedIn or just social media branding, but how do you differentiate yourself to actually build that impact, right?
Yeah, I think part of it is asking a lot of whys and giving advice that's different. So a lot of people say, okay, you need a one-page resume. And then I always ask why, and they're like, oh, well, someone told me that. I was like, okay, well, were they a recruiter that's hired people, or were they a hiring manager? Because I've talked to over 1,000 plus recruiters easily one-on-one on LinkedIn, different places. And a lot of advice out there is just advice givers that have no background in recruiting or hiring manager, they're the someone giving advice. So instead, I go out there and actually ask people. So right now I'm writing a handful of articles and ask 30 plus recruiters who are agency, who are in-house, who did it freelance for advice. So I'm getting advice specifically from the recruiters and hiring managers. Or if my client wants to work at Facebook, I go to Facebook and contact 10 Facebook recruiters and say, okay, what are the top 5 things you look for in a resume? And then they answer it. So I'm going to the source and getting info instead of saying, okay, if you're a marketing manager or a CEO, here's the template I use. And I've had people come to me who had their resumes done. And then over the course, I'm like, wait, I've seen your resume 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they had it done by the same resume writer.
Oh.
Even though they're a marketing manager, CEO, and it's the same language. So I'm breaking it down. I'm getting real advice from recruiters and hiring managers. I'm giving them advice that's different than what they've heard, because it's based in actual facts from the people who make the decisions.
And so with career coaching, with resume building, is what you do at a core, is there a social impact embedded into that? And then to build on to that question, do you think it's important for business to have a social impact measurement or embodiment?
I think, and if you really dig into it, I think just writing a resume isn't a huge social impact. If you just say, okay, me writing a resume, but I think down the line, it results in a social impact, or it could. So I'm writing this resume, and with that resume, my client's networking and looking for a job, and then they're able to get a job. So I think it then impacts society, depending on that job. It could be positive or negative. So if I'm helping someone write a resume and they get a job in the oil and gas field, and then they're producing more pollution, that's negatively impacting them. I don't typically work with oil and gas. Mm. But if I'm helping someone get a job where they're working on sustainability, and then because they have that job, they're able to enact policies to produce or stop pollution and stop that kind of stuff, then I can make that impact. Mm. So I think it's not the actual resume writing, but it's kind of what people are able to do because they have those resources that they didn't have before. I think the social impact depends on businesses. In an ideal world, I'd want all businesses to be involved in social impact and play a part. But I think there's also part of the reason that nonprofits exist and they're able to exist is because there's a void that is left open that businesses haven't filled. They're not always positively impacting us socially. So that's where nonprofits have came in, where the government has came in to fill some of those gaps that were left open because of businesses.
Do you think that gap is changing? I mean, in Canada, we have, you know, social enterprise certification. In the States, it's B Corporation. I feel like that's slowly transitioning into where maybe a traditional nonprofit now is a for-profit business, but with a social mandate. Do you see that changing?
Yeah. I was just thinking B Corp, so I was saying a lot of organizations, I think they're embracing that. Some of them do it more just to say they're part of corporate social responsibility, I think, and to just have that. And I think others really embrace it. So a lot of people a few hundred people tagged me when Starbucks closed their stores for half a day to do training around social justice and racism in our country and the world. And some people said, oh, that's really because they want to tackle it. And some people said it's a front. But either way, they're impacting our society and they're involved in social impact as a business. And I think it's important for businesses to be involved. I think it's something they need to do. They have this clout. So I think it'd be great if more businesses were able to stake a claim and social impact and use their clout to make a difference.
And so let's go to the individual level now then. What's your advice for someone who's in the beginning phases of this, who wants to make a social impact in their communities? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think oftentimes when people think of making a social impact, they often think it has to be some huge thing. So people come to me and they want to work on self-care, but they say, okay, I don't have time to sit around and watch Netflix. I don't have time to go and do a yoga class, and realize that social impact can be really small and it doesn't have to be huge. So it could be volunteering. So I volunteer on a board and it's 2 hours every other month is the commitment. So it's small. Everyone can find 2 hours every other month. So it's 12 hours a year. Everyone has 12 hours in the year. So I think when people think of social impact, realize it can be really small. We're going back to LinkedIn, what we talked about at the beginning. Your social impact could be someone reaching out to you saying, hey, I'm interested in working at your company. Can you respond? And you can respond and just say, hey, here's some more information. And that social impact, you responding is helping them get a job. They're able to put food on the table. And you're impacting society by someone else being able to have access to resources they wouldn't otherwise have without you. So recognizing that social impact can just be little things, and you don't have to, oh my God, I'm going to be the social impact leader. You can just do it in small bits throughout your day. And it doesn't have to be this huge all or nothing.
And sometimes those small things can be, and not even feel as maybe initially as significant, but like you're saying, answering that LinkedIn message, right? For someone, that could be the difference between success and not, right?
Yeah, if you connect them, okay, oh, I'm not the hiring manager, here they are. They take a look at your resume, they bring you in. That's a job, like that can change someone's life. It's those little things that can really make a huge impact. And it takes 5 minutes out of your day. So that's why I try and work to respond to every message or help people when I can. I don't want to get overwhelmed, so I also have limits set in place, that self-care piece. But taking those little pieces to try and make a difference, they add up and they can make a huge impact in someone else's life.
That's amazing. Kyle, thank you so much for being on the show. What you've really shown is that even, you know, the most local level, but even the most simple action of just answering can really change someone's life. So again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.